Coach is filmed before studio audience.
Well, I know you're mad, Judy, but I just don't feel comfortable with June. I mean, who gets married in June?
Who gets married in June?
Hey, you guys, I'm trying to work here.
Everybody gets married in June.
Well, Judy, if everybody was jumping off a bridge, would you do that too?
We're talking about getting married.
Coach, what would you do?
If I were you, Dauber, I'd jump off the bridge.
You've been engaged for over a year now.
I know. I just, I want to get married at the perfect time.
Well, how about the first week in July?
Everybody's out of town for the 4th.
What about the 2nd week?
Oh, well, that's orientation week, freshman.
3rd week?
Oh, Constitution Day in Korea.
We have to be sensitive to our Korean players.
Hey, can we talk about this later?
Oh, we will talk about this later. We'll talk about this tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this every day until you make up your mind.
Love you. What is it with women, Coach?
Oh, they're irrational, Dauber. They think just because they get engaged, they're going to get married.
I don't know. You know, it seems so final. You know, when you get engaged, there's still another step, marriage. But when you get married, there's no other step.
Sure there is, John. Death.
But can you ever be positively, absolutely, or beyond a shadow of a doubt sure that you're with the person you were meant to be with?
I think you can, Dob. You know, but it's not something you think about. It's something that you feel. You know, like when you see a couple walking down the street, you just feel in your gut that they're perfect for each other. It's like,
hey, guys.
Do I need to finish?
I think I got fleas.
You don't have fleas. People don't get fleas. Get off my couch.
I got that flea collar for Quincy yesterday. I think it worked too good. They jumped off him onto me.
Doggone. Why don't you get a flea collar for yourself?
No, sure, make jokes. You know how small those things are? I almost choked myself to death. Ah! Get my back.
Oh,
right in the middle. I can't reach it. In the back,
man.
Up, high.
Yes.
Come on. Oh, down just a little bit. Down just. Oh. Yes. Oh.
Okay. I'm not taking you for a walk.
Oh, thanks, Hayden. Yeah. I don't know what I'll do. They're all over my apartment. I'm afraid they're going to bite my bird.
Well, once you get a bug bomb, blast the hell out of them. Get rid of them all at once.
I tried that. And my nose started running. I started coughing. I was afraid I was going to have to leave the house.
You're supposed to leave the house.
Huh?
No, Coach.
Hey, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Don't scratch my back. In the middle. I got fleas. It's killing me. Harder.
Mr. Michael Dubinsky.
Oh, it's my dad.
Well, it's pink and perfumed.
Ooh. Hope it's not my dad.
Who's it from?
This is my old girlfriend.
Oh. Uh-huh.
What'd she say? Dolph? Hey, Dolph, what'd she say?
This is too personal. I, Can't talk about this. Can I ask you guys a hypothetical question?
Sure, Doc.
So there's this guy, and he was engaged. And he loved the girl he was supposed to marry, but before her, there was this one great love, and she dumped him. And he tried to get over it, but he never could. And then one day, she wrote to him and said that she was coming to town and wanted to see him. What would you do if you were him?
Jeez, Dob, I don't know. You have to take some time to think about this, you know? Think about what's important to you, where it could all lead.
Well, but what if she's coming to town tomorrow? Well, what if she's the women's track coach for Idaho State and she has a meet here tomorrow? Well, what if he sees her and realizes he still loves her and it destroys everything I have with Judy?
Well, now, Doc. It's all hypothetical, right?
Right. What do I do, Coach?
Hey, Doc, you know, I gotta tell you something. If you're this scared of it, I mean, it may say something about your relationship with Judy.
I know. Hey, what if Jennifer wants more than just a visit? What if seeing me is really the reason she's coming here?
Dobber, don't flatter yourself. She's not coming here to see you. She's coming here because she's got a track meet tomorrow. You're just here. She's going to say hello to someone from her past. That's all. She dumped you, Dobber. She didn't care about you back then. She doesn't care about you now. She could care less about you. You're nothing, son. You're nobody. You're old news.
Thanks, Coach. I feel so much better. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Doc. Jeez, Doc. What are you all dressed up for, Jennifer?
Jennifer. Oh, that's right. That is today.
When's she coming by?
Any minute. She's meeting me here. Oh, my God, that's her.
Don't you think you should open it? Did you just slam the door in your fiance's face?
Oh, my God! Hi!
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm sorry, honey. It's just, when I saw you, I had a spasm.
Why are you so dressed up?
He's meeting a recruit this afternoon.
Well, you might want to take that tissue out of your pocket. You look like a dweeb.
Oh, thanks, honey. I'll see you later.
Well, now I came down to see if you were free for lunch.
I already had lunch.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I skipped breakfast.
Why are you being so strange?
I'm just nervous about this recruit. What if he wants lunch?
Is it me?
It's always you, Judy.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Jennifer.
Should I still call you Moose?
Coach, this is Jennifer Harrison. Jennifer, this is my boss. He's Aiden Fox.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Well, I'm going to head on down to the cafeteria with Luther and the kids, so you guys just make yourself at home. It's real nice meeting you, and I'll see you later, Moose.
Okay. So, how's your flight?
It was fine. Very comfortable.
Good. Window or aisle?
Window.
Window's good. Steak or chicken?
Chicken.
Great. Chicken by the window.
Michael, you seem a little nervous.
Nervous? No, I'm just... They just waxed. I tell them. And hey! Want some coffee?
Sure. So, Michael, what have you been up to the last 10 years?
Well, went to college.
And?
Well, that was 8 of them. And last couple of years, I've been a coach here, and they sure we won the national championship.
Yeah, I heard about it. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thanks. All right, we'll see. Yeah.
So. So, Michael, what's your life like outside of football? I see you're not wearing a ring.
Well, actually, I'm engaged.
Really? Yeah. Congratulations. When are you getting married?
That's what my fiancé keeps asking me. And you?
Divorced.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. I made a big mistake when I got married. I met someone in college. He was really great looking, very slick, a little wild. I fell in love. I went for all the things that weren't important. I realize that now. I should have found someone sweet and kind and dependable. Someone like you.
Oh, well, gee, I,
Look at you. You can still get all flustered when someone talks about you. You haven't changed a bit. Listen, Michael, I have to go if I'm going to make them meet. I wish we had some more time together.
So do I.
Listen, we're flying home tomorrow morning, but maybe you could come by my motel tonight and we could do some more catching up.
I don't know. I don't even know where you're staying.
Thrifty Inn, room 42.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
Try.
Fantastic. You really outdid yourself this time.
Thanks.
It was so good, I'm going to let you wait until tomorrow to clean it up. It was so good, I'll clean it up.
Boy, I ought to put cheese on the potatoes more often. Oh, I'll get it.
Hello. Oh, hi, Judy. No, he's not. Hold on. Do you know where Dauber is?
No, isn't he with Judy?
No, honey, that's why she's calling here.
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, Judy. Were you expecting him? Oh, well, he's probably just with Luther then. What? He was. Well, call me if you hear anything. Okay. Bye. Did you notice anything funny about Dauber today?
Funny? No, nothing funny, nothing humorous at all.
Judy said he was acting strangely all day. Is there something you're not telling me?
Why do you ask that?
Because you've been wiping that same dish for 10 minutes.
Oh, you know me, I'm a perfectionist. Look, I can see myself.
Peyton, what's going on with Dauber?
Nothing. Nothing's going on. I mean, why are you badgering me about this, Christine? Nothing is going on. I mean, okay, an old girlfriend that he was really in love with just stopped by, okay? So, big deal. Right?
What?
She just stopped by the office at 8 o'clock this morning just to say hello. I mean, come on, let's be honest. What can happen in 11 hours?
Hayden, what the hell is going on?
Why are you getting so mad? Look at yourself, look.
Dauber is engaged, and his old girlfriend came by, and you let him see her?
What is I supposed to do?
Talk to him.
I did.
And what did you tell him?
All right, Christine, all right. Here's what I told him. I told him that he had to think for himself. I told him that he had to think about his relationship with Judy. He had to think about his priorities. He had to look at this thing from all sides and then make up his own mind, okay?
You idiot.
What?
Why didn't you tell him not to see her?
I told him he had to think about it for himself.
Well, who are you to give advice about thinking?
Come on, Christine.
Hayden, Judy and Dauber are our friends. You know as well as I do that Judy is the best thing that ever happened to him.
Well, that may be true, Christine, but I'll tell you something. You want to know what? It doesn't matter what we think. What matters is what Dauber thinks. So let's just stay out of this. Dauber doesn't need our help.
Help me.
Hey, Tom, what are you day.
Where have you been?
By myself. Thinking about Jennifer. See, Jennifer's my old girlfriend.
I know all about her.
Oh, well, before she left for the track meet this morning, she said I should come by her motel room tonight.
Oh, a motel.
Oh, she's got to sleep somewhere.
Well, so anyway, I decided I was not going to see her. And then the next thing I knew, I was in my car. I was driving out to her motel. It's like she's a magnet, and I got a steel plate in my head.
It's okay, Dauber. Come on over here and sit down. I understand what you're feeling, and I think I can help you.
Thanks, Christine.
Are you okay?
I think so.
What the hell is wrong with you? What are you, like 5 years old? Help me, help me. Like you don't understand the right thing to do in this situation. Come on, Dauber. You don't know how lucky you are. You have a wonderful, kind, loving person that wants to marry you. And you're willing to just throw it all away for one meaningless night? You want me to help you? I'll help you. Stop being a jerk. Now, you get out there and you get into your car and you stop pretending that you have no control over what you do and you be a man.
Michael. I didn't want anyone to recognize me.
Michael, you're probably the tallest guy in this town.
Don't worry. I walked in like this.
I didn't think you were coming.
Oh, neither did I. But no matter how hard I tried, no matter how hard anybody tried, I couldn't stay away. Oh, my God, there's a bed.
It's a motel, Michael. They come with the room.
You're wearing a robe.
I just got out of the shower.
Oh, so under the robe, you're, clean. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Michael, if this is too awkward for you, you don't have to stay.
I want to stay. I need to know something. After you broke up with me, I never had another girlfriend until Judy, my fiance, came along. And lately I've been thinking that I'm marrying her because I have no other options. Because no one else was gonna come along that would want me. And so what I need to know is, if I break off my engagement with Judy, would there be any sort of future for us?
Yeah, I think there would. I think you're a wonderful man, Michael. I know it took me a long time to realize it, but I realize it now. I think there would be a future for us.
Oh, well, so I don't have to marry Judy.
No, you don't.
I don't have to marry Judy.
You got it.
I don't have to marry Judy.
No, you don't.
I want to marry Judy.
What?
Oh, just hit me. Oh, I don't have to marry her. I want to marry her. This is great.
Oh, God. What?
Well, I've been scared to death that she was my last chance, but she's not my last chance. I'm not settling for her. I love her. I want to marry her. What was I saying?
Just wanted to remind you of your options.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I really do love Judy. I'm sure of it.
Judy's a lucky girl.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Oh, God, I'm so glad I came here tonight. You were able to help me when nobody else was. I feel like this huge weight has been lifted off of me. Now I finally feel like I can go out there and just get on with my life and not be afraid. Bye.